Joining me now to talk about this partnership, it's one that we started last year for our Toys for Tornillo campaign that eventually transitioned to something else where we helped raise money for Refugee Services of Texas, because Texas, it's my home state. We realize that there are a lot of immigrant communities in Texas. There are a lot of facilities in Texas in which a lot of these immigrants are housed in currently. But it's also the place where a lot of refugees and asylees go to figure out what happens in this next phase of their life. And unfortunately, there are a lot of difficult things that come with having been a refugee. Oh, sorry, Stephen Miller's face is on TV right now. And this is really part upsetting. Of the reason why we're dealing with what we're dealing with. But very excited to welcome Ashley Fay, who is the Development Director for Refugee Services of Texas, to talk about not only the work that they currently are doing, but how maybe their work has been difficult over the past few months because of the influx of refugees and how the current administration policy is making their lives difficult, but also about this new campaign that we're launching and how you can be of help to help bring hope for the holidays. So Ashley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Jorge. Thanks so much for having me.
So if you can talk a little bit about, for those who are unfamiliar with Refugee Services of Texas and what is the group's mission, if you could just share that with our listeners so that way people can kind of get a sense as to what they can expect moving forward with our campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. So Refugee Services of Texas serves, of course, refugees as well as other groups of displaced persons and victims of human trafficking. And we've been around for 40 years. We are now the largest resettlement agency in Texas, and Texas is number one in the country in terms of the number of refugees that are resettled. So we do everything from pick refugees up at the airport to setting up their apartments. And over the course of several months and even years, we work to empower them to become self-sufficient as quickly as possible and integrate into American society. So we provide ESL classes. We work with them on transportation, school enrollments, finding doctors, all of those good things that we sort of take for granted every day. We place them in jobs and work on job training skills and that sort of thing. A little bit of everything,
yeah.
Just to make sure that they feel welcome and wanted here.
And part of the services you provide is also this Know Your Rights workshop. If you can tell our listeners a little bit about that, because I think I can only imagine for those who are not immigrants, but even those who are, sometimes they don't really know what they can do or not do and what can put themselves in a more delicate situation.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they are, of course, a very vulnerable population right now. We have a lot of anti-immigrant rhetoric going on at the moment. And we are branching into the area of serving asylum seekers. And so we've always worked with asylees once they have their status. So these are individuals that are fleeing severe persecution in their home countries. Right now, there's many coming from Central and South America, but they do come from all over the world. And there's really not one agency that's able to provide or connect them with comprehensive services. And so they're getting these piecemeal services. We are very excited to be branching into that territory to be a resource for these individuals. And knowing their rights is essential, not to put themselves into any kind of situation that is precarious. And we have law enforcement come in and do presentations. So we want to make sure that they are familiar with our legal systems. We do provide legal services in some of our offices, and we are able to connect them with immigration attorneys at other sites where we don't have that service. But again, we're really comprehensive in our programming.
Something that I realized when I went to El Paso, I think it was about a month ago, I went for this teach-in, and it was about how we as Latinx individuals can help members who either asylees or refugees who are just trying to make their lives better, considering everything that they've encountered once they've come to our shores or borders. But something that I found interesting was, again, the fact that because this new Remain in Mexico policy, there are a lot of Mexican asylum seekers who are stuck in Mexico because of this policy and are unable to flee the country that they actually need to get out of. So I'm curious, have there been a lot of people who are Mexican nationals who have been desperate to leave that country that you've encountered?
Yeah, so we're just moving into this territory, and we do expect that to be the case. But one of the reasons that we're partnering is to be able to raise the funds so that starting in January 2020, we're able to start the new year off with these asylum seeker services. So we'll see how that goes. But yes, we do anticipate that that's one of the populations.
So what,
you mentioned the number of refugees coming into the country on average. In an average year, we have 90,000 refugees coming into the United States. At the height of resettlement, we were at 200,000. And over the past few years with the current administration, it was cut to an all-time low of 45,000, then an all-time low of 30,000. And now this year, it's really been devastating to hear that we are at a new all-time low of 18,000 as a country.
So and it went from 200,000 refugees to 18,000.
To 18,000. And I think it's really important to note that the 200,000 was under Reagan, a Republican administration. So this issue has really never been politicized.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that are not just trying to make a better life for themselves. They're not fleeing for economic reasons. Even it's literally life or death situations. We hear these stories every day of people literally escaping out the back door as people are invading their homes. And they are persecuted because of religion, race, political opinion. One of our amazing staff members, his name is Marvin, and you may hear about him in some of our appeals. Marvin was an asylum seeker. He's from Zimbabwe. He worked with the youth in getting them off the streets. He was very opposed to the dictatorship of Robert Mugabe, and as a result of speaking out and peacefully protesting, he was abducted and tortured, and he fled to the United States legally. These are individuals that are obeying our legal system, and they're following the processes. So it's not like they're coming here illegally. And so it's literally life or death situations that these people are escaping.
Yeah. Just a reminder, we are talking to Ashley Fay. She's the development director for Refugee Services of Texas. Again, Refugee Services of Texas and HeyHorder.com. We're partnering for yet another campaign, this one geared towards the holidays called Hope for the Holidays. Because last year we were able to raise, with the help of our listeners and the help of our fans, able to raise $11,000 that we then donated to Refugee Services of Texas. And we're seeking to essentially do the same thing with the funds that are raised, because based off of even the smallest of donations, that really goes a long way. And so if you could, Ashley, if you could just tell our listeners about how even the smallest of donations really do benefit the refugees and asylees who would take advantage of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So those add up very quickly. And with those donations, we are able to provide or coordinate services, including safe housing, food, clothing, just all of the basic necessities, legal representation, everything that these families need. You know, it's really, really interesting. Asylum seekers are not allowed to work while they are seeking asylum. And so they are really at the grace of donors. And they exist off of, you know, couch hopping without resources like Refugee Services of Texas. They are very reliant upon the kindness of other people who understand sort of the situation that they're coming from. And so even the smallest donation will help us ultimately meet our goal to provide these services. We're going to be focusing on Houston and Austin. Those are the number two cities that asylum seekers are coming into. And then we do plan to expand from there, but we want to go where the need is greatest first. So we are asking for any amounts. One option is a recurring donation. So even if you can do $10 a month, or $20 a month, amounts that you wouldn't even miss to make that sustainable. That is so essential for the services that we can provide.
Ashley, I wanted to ask you, first of all, thank you for everything that you're doing. There's two things. One, it's a statement to the listeners. Your donations to Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are great and important. But right now, what's actually needed more than anything is small, local, grassroots donations to organizations that are doing the work on the ground. I'm not saying don't ever donate to like the ACLU again, whatever. But I think what Ashley's talking about here is something so tangible that your $10 go way further to actually improving a single person's life here. I would encourage all of you, and I will be donating as well, but I would encourage all of you to think about putting your money into grassroots local work. And Ashley, I wanted to ask you, do you have any demographic breakdown of where your donors come from? Are they coming from all over the country? Because this isn't, while this might be in Texas, this is a national issue and it's of national importance. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know if you guys are seeing donors from across the country.
Yeah, and that's been really interesting. Thank you for those kind words and thank you for bringing that up. It's been really interesting. I've been in this type of work a long time, and even though we're Refugee Services of Texas, we are seeing donors from all over the country, and that's really increasing because it's not an issue that is relevant only to Texas. It's not a statewide issue.
Right.
It's a national issue, and these individuals that are coming across the border, they're entering to Texas, but they're not necessarily staying in Texas. This is just an entry point.
Mm-hmm.
And so Refugee Services of Texas is on the front lines of this, and we have to meet the needs and help them transition to wherever they do go. But it's not a statewide issue. So we are looking for partnerships, too. So, you know, of course, donations are huge, but connections to corporations that might be interested in getting involved or interested in employing refugees. There's so many ways to get involved with Refugee Services of Texas because the need is so great. So sometimes those introductions are just as valuable.
So again, just for a reminder to our listeners, if you go to heyjorge.com right now, which again is X-O-R-J-E for Jorge, you'll see a little pop-up window. It'll let you sign up so that we can get more information about the Hope for the Holidays campaign, which we are doing in partnership with Refugee Services of Texas, hoping to raise the same amount of money, if not a vast majority more. But just to let you know about some of the breakdowns of the money, if you do get a chance to donate this holiday season, $50 helps with clothing, $100 can help with getting a roof over someone's head, especially a family who's in need of such. $250 helps with legal assistance, helping them gain access to just somebody who's going to be able to advocate for them because there's so many people in this system that aren't doing that. $500 helps with medical attention because there are a lot of people who are in need of emergency care once they are coming to our borders and have the opportunity to seek that care. And also, like something that Ashley mentioned, which is something if you didn't know, asylees cannot work in the United States while they're going through the process. And so they do need help sustaining themselves. And so any donation above that is also very greatly appreciated for that. So again, if you go to heyhorter.com, you can be able to sign up to get more information about Hope for the Holidays campaign, which we are launching in a few days officially, and then also we'll be extending it through the rest of the holiday season. So if you don't get a chance to do so right away, we will be gladly accepting anything that you can donate, and we are very much appreciative of what you can, especially during this time. But Ashley, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks so much for joining heyhorter.com again for this campaign, and look forward to giving our listeners an update once we have one.
Thank you so much. We're really excited to partner with you again. Thank you for everyone who considers donating and who gets involved in any capacity. Appreciate it.